MediaWorks has today confirmed it's cutting back on locally produced content, cancelling the show New Zealand Today, which actually I've been watching. Sky Williams, very funny too, and slashing Comedy 7 Days from 32 episodes down to a 12-show cameo for next year. There's been no confirmation so far, but it's also thought they will not be going ahead next year with Married at First Sight NZ either, which I actually haven't seen. Now, the reason behind the cutbacks is said to be financial, which puts question marks over the broadcaster's fiscal situation as both the comedy shows receive NZ On Air funding. So we'll be speaking to Duncan Grieve from the spin-off shortly about the axings. He wrote a very interesting piece on this, but first to the panellists. So it's fortuitous that we are talking about this today, Cindy, because you were a former TVNZ. Give us a bit of an insight into...
And TV3. I was a director of sales and marketing at TV3 in 1911.
Right then. Give me somewhat of an insight then into why... Very popular show like New Zealand Today, what, around 80,000 people watching it.
80,000 people is not even one rating point, I don't think. I mean, depending on the demographic.
It's 80,000 people.
That's nowhere near enough. I mean, local production is incredibly expensive. When I was at TV3, it was run by Can West, and we used to have to do things called a cost-benefit analysis. The cost-benefit analysis was, you know, the cost of the show and what the show was delivering in terms of rating points, because that's how agencies and advertisers buy television, a cost per rating point. Your rating points are different for each age group, and so something could rate a 5 in all people 5+, but maybe an 11 in household shoppers with kids. So, you know, you do a cost benefit.
Good grief.
What was the lead-in show? Did the lead-in, like, you know, cost-benefit analysis on a 5:30 show...
Did it kind of leverage
did it do? What audience did it deliver for the news? All that sort of stuff. So clearly what's happening... I mean, local production is expensive, and New Zealand On Air doesn't generally pay the entire amount. It's not... They don't fund 100% of this series. I mean, I think it's a real shame, though.
I'll jump in. No, you keep going. One more question, then I've got to say one then to Duncan. What's a real shame?
It's a real shame that, you know, local content is being cut. Because I'm like you, I thought Guy Williams' show was great. But there's too many free-to-air channels in New Zealand. There's 4.5 million people. Let's forget it, because, you know, you're attacked by Netflix, etc. You know, I think there's a case to get rid of one of them. If that happens to be MediaWorks because it falls over, then so be it. Or, you know,
I don't believe in corporate welfare for media organisations. Otherwise, all of our media organisations that are independent
just
would be absolutely blossoming.
If we didn't have TV3, great
it's
journalism.
It's got to stand on its own 2 feet.
But what's its journalism at the moment?
It's got to stand on its own 2 feet, and that's got to be the basis of it.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Jennings was fantastic, you know.
Okay, well, let's go to Duncan Grieve from the spin-off. Kia ora, Duncan.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Duncan.
So, Duncan, you heard what both Cindy and Selwyn had to say, and you heard Cindy especially. This is about cold, hard figures. You run the rule across the show. Who cares about 80,000? It's not even one percentage point.
Rating.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, ratings are relative, right? Like, 80,000 would have been a disastrous number as recently as 3 or 4 years ago. You can only really compare it to how it's performing against its demographic in the same slot. And then in that context, it was performing very well. I mean, the spin-off TV was demoted from its slot just last year for ratings in that realm. But that just shows you how quickly the linear TV audience is melting away.
And it's about share now as well. Ratings are the commercial beast, and share is the... competitive analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. So it performed well in terms of share, but I think that what you're seeing now is basically a real fragmentation of audiences, a huge number going to Netflix, which aren't measured, and that's a massive challenge for New Zealand on Air for sort of anyone who seeks to participate in a sort of a homegrown culture, and that getting a lot of people in one place, especially with a medium as expensive to create as television, is a real challenge.
I suppose if there was a bit of a shock when I was reading your article, or not a shock, but a big surprise, was the news that, and you can call it a flagship show, 7 Days, which has done so much for local comedy and local content. And I can recall when it first started, people were bagging it, just going, gosh, this will never last. 10 years on, cut from, what, 32 eps down to a 12-episode cameo. What's your take on that?
I mean, I think if anything shows just how talented the local market is, it's what's happened to 7 Days, because that has been a juggernaut. You know, in 25 to 54, which is Three's target demographic, it's consistently been a top 10, top 5, top 3 show a lot of the time. And it's, you know, it's local, it's very saleable, it, you know, keeps, you know, a lot of New Zealand comedians in business. And for it to disappear like that is a massive blow, not just to television, but to comedy, which has really thrived, really become an industry and not just a hobby off the back of the likes of John Owen Benn and 7 Days. So it really does have an echoing effect.
Comedy was important to the Three brand as well, because the Three's always been slightly more male skewed. And if you look at what males watch, it's sport and comedy, you know, much more than Shortland Street. And so it is quite a big statement as far as Three's overall brand that they're actually canning this New Zealand comedy.
Duncan, if Three continues to grind itself down, do you think the IP of Seven, for example, can be exported somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I heard a rumour today that TVNZ might be looking at buying Three, and not so that they can operate the channel, but so that they can take some of those iconic shows, iconic brands, and you know, distribute them amongst their channels. I mean, you hear crazy rumours all the time at the moment, and I'm sure that that's another one of them. But the very fact that that might be something that serious people are talking about shows, you know, just how sort of...
it's a good idea.
Do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. I mean, you know, what would you buy, actually? Mm. You probably don't buy Three. You just do a deal to take some of their content off them and shut them down.
What a brutal business. Hey, finally, Duncan, what if any, is an underlying message here? You know, are we talking about the sort of... local content in dire straits? Are we talking about eyeballs going off free-to-air TV in general? Are we talking about support for a really robust television public broadcasting system? What's an underlying take-home message?
I mean, I think it's all of those things. You know, I think it's very easy to say, you know, this is the market telling a particular story, and that we can't continue to support the likes of Three when their audiences go away. And I don't think that's an argument that's without merit, but fundamentally this is hundreds of jobs. This is one of the powerhouses of New Zealand journalism. This is a huge amount of our creative ecosystem, not just in television, but more broadly, are all impacted like this. And if the government is going to sort of coldly look at Three and say, look, if this is your fate, then this is your fate, we have to at least acknowledge the scale of what would be lost should that be the case. And I think in the past, when MediaWorks has sort of said, look, Three isn't sustainable, there's been a lot of people go, oh, sure it isn't, because they've been through bankruptcies before and so on. But I think right now you're seeing something that feels qualitatively different to what's happened before. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see more to come on this in the next few weeks.
Oh, well, Duncan Grieve from The Spin-off. Duncan, thank you very much for your time. Final thoughts on that, Cindy? And so on.
Well, what I think is that there are so many content hubs popping up nowadays. You know, you look at all of the talent around. I mean, I think actually that they would find a home. I mean, we've got, what's the big series that Amazon are making here?
Lord of the Rings.
That's the one. You know, I just think that, I mean, I was at TV3 right in the really early days, and it has always been a really hard road to hoe. The radio side of MediaWorks does incredibly well, but I think it is time to have some rationalisation.
Okay, final thought before we move on, Selwyn.
What
Duncan was said. Sorry to interrupt, but that is a crux for me too. Hundreds of jobs lost out of the industry.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, and that's why we do take it seriously. It's why it's on the agenda today to discuss, isn't it?
Yes.
It's because of those reasons and also the IP around these significant programs that so many millions have enjoyed over the years. So if there is a market for that, if the IP can be exported, I say we'll look at those options. And if TVNZ is in the position where it can kind of get in there, that's a strong position that is encouraging. I don't believe the government should go and bail them out.